Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another fantastic episode on the silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we hope that you and your family are well. Don't forget, when you are making dua for yourself, your family, your community, then include the ummah as well. Make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, that for the sake of His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam, that He grants relief to the ummah, shifa, cure to those who are sick and suffering, and protection against the oppressors. Well, we have another beautiful topic to discuss today. And, you know, there's a saying that the first impression is the lasting impression. So today we're going to be talking about this, about how to make a good impression, how to have a good impression, whether you are meeting another person for the first time, or you are going for a job interview. And there's many things related to this that we need to develop, which is part of our self-development. And self-development should never stop, should always continue, as we say, from the cradle to the grave. Continuously seek knowledge, primarily give importance and priority to Ilmuddin, knowledge of Islam. So stay tuned for this discussion. And before that, let's recall the lovely hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrum Min Amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's make some good intentions right now. O Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to this silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of your beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, Insha'Allah Ta'ala. Indeed, time is fast, life is short. What am I doing with the now, with the present? Currently, presently, with my life, this short, precious life, am I engaged in frivolous activities, useless conversations? Am I distracted by the entertainments and amusements and social media out there? Or am I focused on fulfilling my role, my responsibility, my purpose, which is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing good deeds, by preparing and planning for comfort in the grave and salvation on the day of judgment through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's my choice to choose the right way or the wrong way. But the consequences, the repercussions of the choices I make in this world, I don't have any control or choice over that. Let's be smart, let's be wise, let's be intelligent, and do those things that lead to paradise and abstain from those things that lead to the hellfire. And so every day, reconnect with the glorious Quran, Kalamullah, the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite some amount, as Amir Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya advises us, 3 verses. Start with 3 verses. With the English translation from Kanzul Iman, the English commentary from Miftahul Ihsan. Every day, make it part of your daily routine to recite large amounts of salawat, durud-e paak, salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the crown of creation, our master sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Every day, make istighfar. Make sincere tawbah, turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Renew, refresh your iman, abstain from sins, fulfill rights of others, learn and practice the sunnah. Learn a dua or something of deen for the day. Be punctual with the daily salas and perform them properly. Keep your tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obey Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These things, if we do them properly and with the correct intentions, inshallah al-kareem, we will see enormous benefits, enormous blessings in this world, inshallah al-kareem, through His mercy, Azza wa Jalla, in the grave, on the Day of Judgment as well. So before we dive a little bit deeper into how to make a good impression, let's listen to a splendid kalam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madine hame le gaya tha, mukaddar. Madine me kaisa suru.
Surura raha
مسجد میں جا کر کبھی دور سے تکتے محراب منبر نمازوں کبھی لطف تھا کیا وہاں پر مدینے میں کیسا سرور آ رہا تھا خوشا دھوپ تھی ٹھنڈی ٹھنڈی وہاں پر تھی کیا چھا بھی مہکی وہاں پر وہاں ذرہ ذرہ ہے صدر اشک گوہر مدینے میں کیسا سرور آ رہا تھا یقین مدینہ ہے صدر اشک جنت چھوڑ کر آئے وہ در مدینے میں کیسا سرور آ رہا تھا مدینے میں کیسا سرور آ رہا تھا مدینے میں کیسا سرور آ رہا تھا.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ, the most beautiful city in the world that every devotee and lover of the beloved Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم wishes to visit again and again. May Almighty Allah سبحانہ وتعالی take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again, take us to visit Madinah Sharif, Aqsa Sharif time and again. Ameen بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. A person's reputation is very important. You know, it takes time to build your reputation, and through some foolish actions, foolish words, a person's reputation could be tarnished, could be finished within moments. And similar to that, impressions. What impression does the next person have of me, especially if we are meeting that person for the very first time? So impressions have a great importance in our social and religious affairs. Whoever has more positive and better impressions, he would be able to do better work in his field. He would have a better, healthier relationship with those around him, in the home, with his work colleagues, in uni, college, school, madrasa, jami'a, all depending on my attitude. And that's where the starting point is, the attitude, the mindset. And we say this time and again, and it's good to remind ourselves that if you change your mindset, you change everything. That's where the change is to begin, in the mindset. It's easy for a person to say that, you know what, I'm surrounded by negativities, negative people, nothing working out and no doors are opening, and what's the use? The change that you want to see, that's what you need to become. Become the change that you want to see. Don't wait for the change to happen. Don't wait for somebody to come and uplift you. Yes, we should uplift each other, encourage each other, absolutely. But when is that going to happen? What if it doesn't happen? Then the person will remain stuck in that negativity for a long period of time. And how much of time would have been wasted? A person with a positive mental attitude, with a positive impression, if he gives off a positive impression, has a positive aura, he will also protect his own self-esteem, and people will find it comfortable to be in that person's company. On the other side, whoever has a negative impression is pessimistic, always skeptical, sarcastic. People will be reluctant to approach that person. People will be reluctant to be in their company, to be associated with them. And that individual damages their own self-esteem. And it will be difficult for him to run his affairs properly, whether household affairs or work-related. Because he's not going to have a healthy connection and relationship with people around him. Family, friends, colleagues. When a person climbs a mountain, he usually slips, you know, on the small pebbles that are there, that lay strewn around, not on big boulders. So it's important that you and I take care of small things to make a good impression. This is very important for us. Don't be neglectful in this regard. Sometimes we focus on the big things when the little things which combine to become something big, because we never paid attention to it, of fixing ourselves, of being presentable, not just on the outside, but inside the home as well. And that comes back to attitude. And related to attitude is the mindset. Do I have a positive mindset or a negative mindset? I have to develop this. Despite whatever challenges are there in my life, whatever trials and tribulations and problems and stresses I have in my life, more effort will be required for myself to create the positive mindset so I can do positive things. One of our beloved Rukteshwaras, Haji Waqar al-Madina, and he said something so profound, that if you think good, you will speak good, you will do good, and good things will happen, inshallah ta'ala. Positive things will happen, but where is the starting point? If you think good, if you think positive. The first sight of those we meet, in particular for the first time, where does their sight fall upon? So here, we are going to talk about the visual versus the vocal. Because even before they speak to you, before they greet you or you greet them, before you speak to them, they see you. And you see that person. And many people, they may judge your appearance as the first introduction. So your first introduction is your appearance. How you are dressed, if you have dressed neatly, your shoes are clean, your hair is combed, your Imam Sharif is, you know, in order, you don't have disheveled hair, dirty shoes, smelly clothes. So, you know, these things are necessary. Clean, neat, tidy, fragrant. These will leave a good impression even before you start speaking, even before you greet, before you make salam to the person. Because he's going to check you out. You're going to check him out as well. So important. These little things. The hair is neat and tidy. Shoes are clean. I'm smelling good. My Imam Sharif or my hat. Of Islamic sisters, their dress code, their niqab, etc. Everything is in order. And how you carry out yourself. If the opposite is true, if I am wearing clothing that is dirty, stains, curry stains, and I'm not smelling good, then the person's self-esteem may be affected. Because already the person, that's your first impression, the visual, what the person sees. And then comes the next step, which is the vocal. How I come across, how I'm speaking, what I am saying, what words I am using. So the visual image is first very important, then the vocal image. Because just like how our tongue speaks, our mouth, we speak with our mouths, with our tongues, the vocal image, our visual image also speaks. As mentioned, that's the first impression, how you look. Not just that. There's other things that also speak. That is your facial expression and your body language. How you are using your arms, your hands. Is my hands behind my back or in my pockets? Or I'm holding my phone and talking to the person and looking at my phone and talking to the person. You need to have a full focus on the individual. Even if you're sitting at a table, at a mashwara, at a meeting, the phone should not distract you. Unless you're taking notes on the phone of the meeting, minutes, etc. But your undivided attention has to be in that room with those people, in the meeting with that individual, if it's one-on-one. They observe these things and you would observe it as well. If you are talking to somebody and they've got their phone in their hand and they're listening to you and then they're looking at the phone, you would feel like uncomfortable, like what's wrong with this person? I'm talking to this person. But they are not giving me their full attention. They're dividing the attention between their phone and myself. So it seems like I'm not important. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Experts say, when you are speaking, when you are talking, then outline what you say with your hands. Use your palms. Don't keep it, like, don't be stiff. Relax. No, ease up and don't be too rigid, and we need to be calm and collected when we are talking to the next person. And when we are talking, if you need to clear your throat, no problem. Your voice is also your personality. Again, how you speak, if you're speaking too so softly, the person can't hear you, or the person could misunderstand what you are saying. Or if you're speaking too loudly, it feels like this person is, you know, like trying to overpower the next person. In a normal tone, normal voice, where you need to emphasize, you can raise your voice a little bit. Shouting, screaming is a big no-no. Articulate your words properly. Radiate how you want people to talk about you or how they talk to you. Many times what happens is, if I scream and shout at another person, they would scream and shout back at me. If I use bad language at them, they would use bad language at me. So, speak with confidence. Speak with clarity. And don't speak so low that the person can't understand you properly. Don't speak so loud that it seems like we are trying to overshadow the person. We are trying to enforce our way. Skill set, having a skill is not sufficient, because a low self-esteem will dampen one's confidence. So having a healthy self-esteem is also linked to the skill set. If you've got the skill, but you cannot portray it, you cannot sufficiently present it, because the person has, you know, low confidence, low self-esteem. That's also important. In fact, that is primary. To have a high, healthy self-esteem and confidence, that will allow you to present the skill, the talent that you have. And so for this, we need to practice upon our conversational skills. We need to build our interpersonal skills, how I talk. And here's an exercise that you can do, that anybody can do. If you want to really improve yourself, your public speaking, your ability to speak to people, not at people, to people. Before that, if you have stage fright, whether you're in school, the teacher says, okay, everybody needs to prepare, you know, a little talk, a speech, and deliver it in front of the classroom. And the person is nervous, like, hey, everybody's going to look at me and they're going to talk about me. They're going to judge me. And that's the actual fear. What's the fear? The fear being judged. What are they going to say about me? What if I, you know, if I pronounce a word incorrectly and everybody starts laughing? But you know what the reality is? Everybody is thinking about themselves only. They only worried about themselves. Yeah, maybe if you made some, you know, funny mistake or something, that will last for a couple of days, a week, it'll be forgotten. Really, it will. Because people prioritize themselves, their thoughts, their goals. They don't have time to worry about what you're thinking, the mistake you made 2 weeks ago, 2 months ago. So that phobia, that fear, we need to overcome it. It's an illusion, actually. Because people, think about it, that I'm presenting a speech and the impressions that I'm giving, if I made a mistake and everybody smiled or giggled, and then I know these people, they're also going to give their speech, they must be having some amount of nervousness as well, like me, and they're going to forget about this because they're going to concentrate on their own goals, their own issues in life. So if they're not worried about me, the mistakes that I made, why am I worried about it? Can you see the illusion? This fear, this phobia, we need to go past that. So for impressions, remember, number one, your visual self, the visual image is number one. Number two, your vocal image. And thereafter, with your vocal image, your facial expression, your body language, your gesticulation, which means how you move your hands when you are speaking. If you're giving a bayan, if you're giving a speak, a presentation, some type of public speaking in whatever setting, or if you are meeting somebody for the first time. So the exercise that we all can do, and try it out when nobody is around, when you're in the comfort of your home, take your phone, record yourself, do a dars. This is perfect for, and make good intentions when you're doing the dars. Open Faizani Sunnat. Take maybe 2-3 paragraphs and visualize, think that I've got an audience in front of me and I'm presenting this dars. I'm reading this dars for them. You make good intentions just for doing this exercise, inshallah, you'll get reward for it. And so practice over it and then record yourself. After you record yourself, 5 minutes, 3 minutes to 5 minutes, stop the recording. Now analyze critically that video of yourself, your presentation, your dars, not same time. Leave it the next day. The next day, take out some time. Okay, let me review this now. As a critic, to give yourself constructive criticism, what you're going to do is, firstly, experts give this advice. Put the phone upside down so you can't see yourself, but you can hear yourself. Put it on loud, maximum volume. Listen attentively. how you are pronouncing the words. Listen to the choice of words or your pronunciations and your filler words, you know, those filler words in between. Rather, replace the filler words with pauses, as you see that I'm trying to do. Instead of and ah in filler words, pause for a second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds. So your audience, the person that you're talking to, can digest what you've said so far. So the pace of how we're talking is important. Not too fast, like a horse that is running. Not too slow, that the person may get bored. At a normal pace, with pauses in between, especially when you finished an important point. So your phone is down, you're going to listen. This is auditory review, that you're listening to your voice. If you're emphasizing where you need to emphasize, the pace, the tone, the next review is a visual review where you're going to look at yourself and put the volume all the way down to mute and just watch how you are presenting that talk, that dars, that bayan. Look at your body language, your facial expressions, your hand movements. Review that. This will help greatly. This will help to develop our conversational skills, our clarity, our pronunciations, our body language, our facial expression, because you are reviewing yourself. Or if there is somebody that you confide in, that you trust, and who has lots of experience in the field, ask them. Of course, you can request them, please don't forward to anybody else. Between you and me, review this. I want you to critically review this. And you know, that's what we need to get used to. One of the things is we need to get used to criticism. Get used to criticism in life from people that you know or you don't know. And so have control over your emotions. So develop your emotional intelligence. And this is so important. Because a person who is a critic and is criticizing you, we don't know the intentions, but we give, you know, husne dhan, that okay, this person has my best interest at heart, and so they criticizing me as a constructive criticism. If that criticism doesn't match or is not really there, perhaps because of the person's misunderstanding, then you don't need to worry about it. What if it is there? What if it is something, some aspect of how I carry out myself, how I talk, how I behave, that because it's part of my habit, I didn't realize that, hey, you know what, this is a bad habit. And somebody is pointing it out. I should thank that person, actually. I didn't realize. Jazakallahu khairah. Thank you so much. And now you work on rectifying yourself, reforming yourself to better yourself. Let's watch a short clip and we'll continue with this discussion. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Good manners is such a quality which makes a person beautiful, makes a person unique, and a person stands out from other people. How important are good manners in one's lives? Let's listen to some beautiful ahadith related to good manners. Subhanallah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, you cannot please people by your wealth, but your cheerfulness and good manners can please them. Subhanallah. Another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, on the day of judgment, there will be no other deed that weighs heavier on the scale of deeds of a believer than good manners. Subhanallah. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, the perfect believers in iman, means in faith, are those who have good manners. Subhanallah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, those whose manners are the best amongst you, Allah will be most favorite to me and will be nearest to me on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, subhanallah. These beautiful ahadith regarding good manners. Let's all make intentions that inshallah azza wa jal, we will try our level best to instill good manners in our personalities. And inshallah azza wa jal, after instilling those manners in ourselves, we will then pass them on to others as well. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, there's always something to learn in this fragrant environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Don't get left behind. Join, be part of the success of Dawat-e-Islami. This is a support structure. Don't join alone. Get your families involved. Get your children involved. Be part of the activities. Whatever is easy for you, whatever is simple for you. Attend the weekly Sunnah Inspired Ijtima. Travel with the qafilas of Dawat Islami. Read the weekly booklet or listen to the audio booklet. Read the monthly Faizani Madina magazine. Fill out every day your nek a'mal, pious deeds, which you can download for free from App Store or Play Store. Enroll in one of our classes or courses via QuranTeacher.net. And like this, there's so many wonderful opportunities for us to learn, not just for ourselves, and then there's motivation to practice and to share with others, starting in your household. So we're talking about how to have a good impression, or even to leave a good impression with the person that we are speaking to, with those whom we associate with. So we've covered that your first impression is your visual image. Thereafter is your vocal image. With your vocal image is your body language, is how you move your hands, and is your facial expression as well. When we are talking, is our face sad, sulky? Oh, I've got a smile on my face. Think about the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, who would always smile as per the occasion. He would always smile. And some Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they would perform certain deeds, certain actions at certain places and smile. And when they were asked about why they smiled, then they said that my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam at this very spot, he smiled. So I'm smiling. And smiling, we all know, is contagious. When you smile, watch the next person smile. You know, they say, smile and watch the world smile back at you. So smiling is something very positive. Of course, that's as per the occasion. If somebody is talking to you, I lost my loved one, you're not going to smile, according to the circumstances. Body language is also important. Facial expression is also quite important. Try to listen more than speaking. And if the person is speaking, don't, you know, interrupt. Don't cut them in between. Look at the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Somebody would call out to him, he would say, Labbaik. And he would listen completely to what the person was saying. Then he would respond. Then he would advise. We need to learn that. We need to develop our listening skills. We need to have patience when we are listening. Encouragement is needed for everybody, from an infant to 100-year-old. So don't shy away from appreciating somebody around you who does something good. But you yourself, don't expect appreciation. It's two things here. Don't do good to expect praises and appreciation from the people. But if somebody does good, appreciate them. Well done. Especially, you know, remember, from an infant to 100-year-old, our youth out there, people are trying, you know, to better themselves, to do good. Tap them on the back, give them encouragement to continue moving in that direction. So yes, many people know how to speak, few know how to listen. Become good listeners. If somebody is upset with you, then seek forgiveness as soon as possible. A delay in reconciliation increases that anger, that negativity. People around you want your attention. So give them that undivided attention as the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wa sallam would give to Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan. Be sympathetic. Be empathetic. If you can help the person, help the person. Try to give, if possible, gifts to the person. You met the person. Because if you exchange gifts, that love grows. Try to use it. Good words, polite words. If you make a promise, fulfill the promise. If you're really unable to explain why, even to your children, if you make a promise to your kids, fulfill it. It's going to teach them something very important, that if you made a promise, you must keep your promise. And if you really can't, for a genuine reason, explain to them, even your children, because of this reason, I just could not do it. So talk with consideration and use lovely words. Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Aliyah even advises us, with a newborn baby, talk with politeness. Use good words, proper words. as the child is growing, the child will learn good manners and you yourself will refine your character. Avoid baseless criticism that could sever love and sever the relationship as well. So these are just a few points on making or leaving a good impression. Try it out with good intentions. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.